Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Terms ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Previously on Terms.
Tipping electors?
It only takes a few, Senator.
Mr. President-elect, you put me on your ticket because your advisors told you I knew how this place works.
Why did you become an elector in the first place?
You want to put a Democrat in the White House, Mr. Clarkson?
I'm not here to put someone in, Dr. Davis. I'm here to keep someone out.
They couldn't beat us in the election, and they can't beat us with a last-ditch attempt to change the Constitution. It's time to celebrate!
Celebrate? You want to fucking celebrate? This came from somewhere. Someone is pulling the strings.
I cannot let that man become president.
Charles, before we go in there, I want to make sure you're ready for what's about to happen.
Didn't I put you in charge of the transition so you'd handle it? Go work your McAllister magic and we'll be fine, right?
Evelyn Taylor and I will do most of the talking, but...
Who's Evelyn Taylor? Evelyn Taylor?
Jesus, Charles, she's his chief of staff.
Right, the mousy one. You know, I make it a habit never to remember the names of mousy women, so.
Charles.
Look, I'm fucking with you, okay? I know Evelyn Taylor. The two of you will hash out the details with 50 other people in the room, then Pierce and I will pretend like we like each other for a few minutes. The press will take some photos and we'll be done.
It's a little more complicated.
Look out the window, James.
Sir?
What do you see?
The White House.
Yeah, that's right. So relax. In a few weeks, I'll own the damn place.
Terms.
Here we are just 1 week before the Electoral College will cast their votes in each state, and we still can't say with certainty who will be inaugurated as president on January 20th. First, the failed attempt to amend the Constitution to eliminate the college completely, followed by weeks of petitions calling for electors to change their vote, and at least one report of an elector declaring they would not vote for Charles Dunwalk. Nothing is certain today. But it is safe to say there is more political drama in mid-December than we have seen in many, many years. Something else that doesn't usually happen this late into December, today is the first official meeting of the Dunwalk transition team and the members of the Pierce administration. Joining us live from a very chilly rose garden at the White House is our own Mitch Prescott. Mitch, this is not when everyone expected this meeting to happen.
Davis, it's over a month later than it's happened in the past, but President-elect Charles Dunwalk's transition team is finally arriving at the White House for its first official meeting with the current administration. Now, of course, lots of conversations have been had, but this photo op usually takes place weeks or even days after the election.
Right, yet another sign that the transition is not going as smoothly as the Dunwalk team has hoped.
Very true. They've yet to put forward the names of nominees for dozens of key positions, ensuring the approval process will be way behind when Charles Dunwalk takes office in just a few weeks. Many question whether he can even govern with so many cabinet positions unfilled.
Mitch, Charles Dunwalk ran on being an outsider, and that clearly resonated with voters, but that does have the downside of not having a bench to go to. There's no usual suspects.
Exactly. Now the transition team, led by Vice President-elect McAllister, is assuring us that the process is well in hand. But there are over 1,200 presidential appointees who need Senate approval. And we've heard from several sources within the current administration that they're worried the Dunwalk team was just not prepared for the size of the task at hand. So tensions are understandably high for today's meeting.
And this is the first time these two men have appeared together since the election. What do we know about their relationship? What can we expect to see?
You know, even before the election, there was talk inside the Beltway that there was very little affinity between these two men, and the harsh swipes that candidate Dunwalk took at the Pierce presidency during the campaign mean all of us in the press pool will be looking closely for some strained smiles in the photo op scheduled for later today.
Thank you, Mitch. We'll be checking in with you throughout the morning. We will bring you all the images live as they happen from this historic meeting today between President Oliver Pierce and President-elect Charles Dunwalk. You're watching a special edition, Mandatory Measures with Davis Fry.
Senator McAllister, that's not the
Evelyn,
way
Evelyn, I'm just trying to make
I
clear
understand
that...
what you're trying to say, Senator, but we keep coming back to the same issue. The fact that your team hasn't given
Hasn't what?
Mr. President-elect?
Just call me Charles, Evelyn. We've known each other for 15 damn years.
Charles, normally your campaign would have given a... We don't have names.
Our transition team is confident we can fill low-level staff positions with very little trouble.
Low-level isn't the concern, Senator. Cabinet positions, department heads, the people necessary to run the country. There can't be a transition if there isn't anyone to transition to.
That was clever how you phrased that.
Charles.
I'm not trying to tell you how to...
Evelyn.
Yes, Mr. President.
Due to the nature of Mr. Dunwalk's campaign, we're just a little behind. It's not the end of the world. I'm confident that you and Senator McAllister can make this happen without grinding things to a halt.
Thank you, sir. I believe we're actually in a good position.
Excellent. Evelyn, I'd like you to discuss your suggestion for the holdover of cabinet positions.
Yes, sir. It's become tradition, in order to aid in the first days of a new presidency, to extend the tenure of a limited number of department heads beyond the inauguration.
They did it for me, and the guy before did it for them. At least through inauguration. We can put several departments under a few department heads. It's a bit of a formality and a bit of an insurance policy.
If something were to happen, we at least have people in place. We can go a long way in easing the transition. I'd suggest keeping Leslie Thorne at Homeland Security, Jack Simpson at DOJ, and Marcia Stritch at the DOE for inauguration and a while after. I know Charles and Leslie know each other, so I think she's a logical
choice
for
that. Yeah, that all sounds good.
Yeah, hold on. I'm not sure we want
to... I'm done talking about this. Work it out, James.
Charles.
I have a statement ready to go. It's a simple process, Senator.
That it?
I know Evelyn and her people have a lot more to cover with Senator McAllister and his team, so why don't we let them hammer that out down the hall and the president-elect and I can continue talking. I'm sure the press will want photos, and if they promise to shoot our good sides, we'll let them in after a few minutes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
You know, Mr. President, I admire your calm. I hate that many people in a room. I do.
Just something I've gotten used to.
Sorry Victor wasn't able to join us. How's he holding up?
You know Victor. Man's a fighter. Ready for any and all battles that come his way.
Ah, shame about all that NORVAD crap.
I'll pass that along to him.
Thank you.
How about you? How are you holding up? I know from experience that this can be a little overwhelming.
Oh, that part doesn't bother me. Some of the other things.
Not what you need right now, I assume?
You know, when everyone tries to tear you down, you have to tell yourself that they're only doing it because they know you're capable of accomplishing great things, and ordinary men, they fear greatness. My grandmother used to say that.
Mine taught me how to field dress a deer.
Gosh. I love cranky old women like that. Leather faces, spitting fire. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question, Mr. President?
Not at all.
Do you sleep well?
There's not a lot of time for it.
I used to sleep like a teenager. Had no problems getting 8, even 10 hours in sometimes. But now I just lie awake at night trying to figure out what garbage someone is going to say to me when I wake up the next morning and how I'm going to explain it to my 9-year-old daughter that people don't really mean all the terrible things they're saying about her daddy.
That part never gets easier.
It's even harder when I don't know where it's coming from. Look. Reporters are... Well, they're going to spout their nonsense, I know that. And every jackass with a Twitter account thinks he's the next Woodward or Bernstein. That stuff just rolls off you after a time. But the stuff that comes from the dark corners, from the DC hallways and the dimly lit shitters, that stuff, I just can't handle.
Welcome to Washington, Charles.
How insecure does a man have to be to spend all of his time trying to bring another man down? That's the question that I keep asking.
Well, it's the nature of success, isn't it? Once you reach the top, people will do whatever they can to take everything away from you. I figured in your line of work you'd be used to it.
Well, we take a more direct approach where I'm from. We stab a man in the stomach, you know?
Wish I could say it'll change once you take office, but it only gets worse. Which is why you need to have good people around you. Now, if you need names for potential cabinet members or department heads, or, hell, if you just need great admin people, please, don't be afraid to ask.
You're really good at that.
What?
Seeming sincere when you're actually being condescending.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
mean... Do you really think that I don't have names? You really think I don't know exactly who I intend to place in every damn cabinet position? All due respect, Mr. President. When you were working on your second postgraduate degree, I was already building a company into one of the most successful corporations in the United States. You think I don't know how to run my office? I will drop 15 names on the press on the same day, and every one of the people I name will have policy papers so in-depth and so thick with jargon it'll make your eyes bleed. While the media scrambles to catch up, I'll have already moved forward with the business of leading the country, and any bullshit they want to say about my appointees will seem out of date by the time they get around to it. You see how that works?
Second postgraduate degree... Well, clearly you have this all figured out. So, let me ask you a personal question, Charles. Do you actually have any idea what it takes to run this country?
Did you when you started? As I recall, you spent the first year of your presidency trying to convince America that you actually belonged in this room and that you weren't just some kid who gave a hell of a speech once.
I remember my first year in office being about creating millions of jobs and working tirelessly towards a peaceful solution to a decade-long war. But thank you for the kind words about the speech I gave.
That's all they'll remember you for. How good you were behind the podium. You spoke, and the people followed you blindly. Even if it was against their own interests, which is brilliant.
Have I upset you, Charles? Gwen tells me I can sound angry sometimes, even when I don't mean to, so I was just trying
Where were you on the Electoral College?
Excuse me?
Not a word of support from the White House. No brilliant Oliver Pierce speeches on my behalf while this charade played out and the Democrats tried to railroad me.
Well, with your significant loss in the popular vote, the country was clearly at odds. I simply saw it fit to let the American people and their representatives have their voices heard. But it all worked out for you. Senator Schiller's bill failed, and here we are.
Another thing you're really good at.
What's that?
Looking someone in the eye and lying to his face. You were thrilled when the old man dusted off his pet bill and took it to the committee. That's why he didn't say a damn thing. He just hid in the shadows, hoping some liberal from New York could do the dirty work and get me out of here.
Honestly. I paid very little attention to Senator Schiller and his bill.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. My time is up. I served my country as best I could and helped ensure the party would remain in the White House after I left.
Helped? Is that what you call disappearing once my campaign got rolling?
Well, no.
You helped it?
Charles, you staked your claim on being an outsider, so I did my part to let you appear that way. Wouldn't make much sense for me to stand next to you while you attacked my administration and our party every chance you had.
Our party? Oh, that's good. I like that.
I'm a Republican, Charles. What are you?
Well, you're a game manager, Oliver. Do you see what I'm saying? I play to win. You play not to lose. And I don't have time for people like that. So how about we call the press back in and wrap this up, huh?
Judy, can you escort the members of the press back in? Thank you. Remember to smile when they come in. They'll be watching from the moment the door opens.
One big happy family. Enjoy your damn library.
Ron, Mr. President, you were great today. Smiled in the photos and everything.
It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
Talking to him face to face didn't change anything?
Nope. If anything, it made me more confident in every decision I've made.
Did he seem worried about the electoral vote?
He didn't seem worried about anything.
Good.
Let's hope so.
I'll keep the pressure on with the four. What else do you need me to do now?
I need you to talk to her. I need to know that if things break her way, she'll accept.
That's all?
She can't know about the next step, not yet.
Hopefully it won't come to that.
I don't know. I think it's long overdue that we had a woman in the White House.
Terms is a Spoke Media production. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Wondery.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Featuring Bruce Elliott, Brandon Potter, Kent Williams, Mark Schechtman, Ellen Losey, Jeffrey Schmidt, and Robert McCollum. Creator and executive producer, Lindsey Graham. Co-executive producers, Keith Reynolds, Michael Federico, and Robert McCollum. Coordinating producer, Aliyah Tavakolian. Music by Lindsey Graham. Written by Robert McCollum and Michael Federico. Directed by Robert McCollum. To tell us about how you listen to podcasts, visit wondery.com/survey.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, creator of Terms. When the team behind Terms first contemplated how best a modern audio drama could work, much of our inspiration was from film and TV. Entertainment that, while still visual, relied heavily on conversation, on people communicating with one another, or failing to. We had to rely on the human voice alone, maybe with a bit of sound effects, to do our storytelling. A car chase wouldn't be exciting in an audio-only format, and an epic battle scene would just be a loud, confusing annoyance. So we needed to get as much mileage out of two people talking to one another as we could, like, say, President Pierce and Charles Dunwalk finally in a room together. Conversations can go a long way. So let me ask you a favor. Could you have a conversation about Terms with someone who hasn't found it yet? Share your enthusiasm for this show on Facebook or Twitter, or write a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Get a friend to subscribe to Terms on their phone, email a link to a coworker, or if you've got an Android phone, download the new Wondery app. It's free and a bright and shiny and smart way to listen to your favorite podcasts and find new ones. Our success and our ability to bring you more of Terms relies on a growing audience. And as a reminder, we have a listener hotline. Call 469-718-9504 and leave us a message. Tell us what you think about Terms, good or bad. Let us know what you've enjoyed most so far and what you're looking forward to hearing. I'm eager to hear your guesses for the season finale. We'll be listening to all comments left, hopefully to include in a special segment coming up. That's 469-718-9504. Charges might apply. Thanks for listening.
Distributed by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Terms ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.